AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The Uvalde School Police Chief is on leave.
Pete Arredondo, the police chief for the Uvalde, Texas School District, was put on administrative leave Wednesday amid criticism of his decision to hold police officers outside Robb Elementary School as 19 students and two teachers were gunned down. The action came one day after Colonel Steve McCraw, the director of the Texas Department of Public Safety, delivered a blistering assessment of Arredondo's actions before a state Senate hearing.
The only thing stopping a hallway of dedicated officers from entering room 111 and 112 was the on-scene commander.
McCraw testified that armed law enforcement officers were on the scene 3 minutes after the gunman entered the school on May 24th, but on Arredondo's orders, they waited for more than an hour in a school hallway. I'm Mike Gracia.
President Biden calls on Congress to suspend the federal gasoline and diesel taxes.
I promise you I'm doing everything possible to bring the price of energy down, gas prices down. I want to make sure we all work on this together.
Moody Analytics' Mark Zandi says Russia's invasion of Ukraine impacted oil prices.
Largely, almost entirely because of the Russian invasion of Ukraine and the disruptions of Russian oil supply. Russia produces a lot of oil, exports a lot of oil, and that's come off the market. So it's just supply and demand. If you have, you know, less supply and, of course, the economy is generating demand for oil, then, you know, prices have to go up. And that's exactly what's been happening.
The trial of the former leader of the right-wing Proud Boys and other members charged with seditious conspiracy is moved from August to December because of the House Select Committee's investigation of the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. Lawyers for Henry Enrique Tarrio and four other men asked for the delay to put time between the committee's hearings and the trial and to give them time to go over testimony and evidence collected by the committee. This is AP News. Abortion providers bracing for violence ahead of an expected Supreme Court ruling. Here's Ed Donahue.
If Roe versus Wade ends, abortion providers anticipate protest, harassment, and other violence will increase in states where abortion remains legal. Amanda Kifferly with the Women's Center says tensions rose during the Trump administration, especially during the pandemic.
We were besieged by protesters who felt that abortion offices had been kept open, but houses of worship had been closed.
Clinics have been on heightened alert since the opinion leaked that Roe versus Wade may be overturned.
There is nothing you can do to stop a bad person from finding you. So what we have decided to concentrate on is the documentation so that we can go to court and we can justly accuse and sentence the people who need to be held responsible for these actions.
Abortion opponents have also been targets of violence since the draft opinion leaked.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.